Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. This episode, we're taking a look at raking. I have two huge trees in my yard, and they dump a lot of leaves. Sometimes I wonder, what would happen if I just let those piles of leaves stay on the ground? We had Charlie Adams and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team look into this question.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
So in most people's minds, fall equals leaf raking time. But is that true? Can we all just spare ourselves the trouble?
Well, most people rake their leaves thinking it will help the grass grow and prevent plant disease and leaf litter. But really, science paints a different picture.
Really? Raking is bad for my lawn?
Leaving the leaves where they are might make things better. Experts have been praising leaves for their fertilizing abilities for hundreds of years.
What makes leaves a good fertilizer?
As leaves decompose, they release things like nitrogen, phosphorus, and other nutrients that help plants grow.
Around 90% of the nutrients taken up by a forest each year are recycled from fallen leaves.
Are there other benefits to giving my rake a rest?
Quite a few. To learn more about them, I spoke with Dr. Desiree Narengo, a biodiversity ecologist at UMass Amherst. She says,
leaf litter is incredibly important for supporting habitat for insects like pollinators and for birds.
Desiree says lots of bumblebees, butterflies, predatory beetles, and even tropical birds rely on leaves for their habitats.
So when you rake your lawn, you're taking away all of these important habitat and nutrients, and you're completely removing it from the system, which might not be a big deal for a single yard, but when you think about an entire suburban neighborhood or an entire city, that's a lot of habitat that's missing in an area.
In fact, lawns are basically biological deserts. Letting your leaves stay in fall and winter makes them a little more friendly to all sorts of critters.
If all of this is true, why would anyone rake their leaves? There has to be some reason all of this got started.
Well, a lot of people value having a perfect green lawn over healthy green space. Raking makes our lawns look neater, but that means they miss out on all of the amazing benefits of leaf litter.
You're convincing me to retire my rake, but my trees drop a lot of leaves. I'm worried that those thick piles will create issues for my lawn.
It's true that if you have a lot of large trees, those leaves can build up and potentially lead to mold and larger insect populations. But in most cases, those piles will decompose on their own, and the insects will help this process along.
The bottom line? The best way for us to maintain our lawns in the fall could be to put down our rakes, turn off our noisy leaf blowers, and leave the leaves where they are.
Great! Thanks, Charlie and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.